You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Managed isolation facilities in Aotearoa are severely understaffed. This has led to overworked nurses and staff who say they are also facing pay inequities and unfair stigma from the public. I interviewed Glenda Alexander, the associate manager of the New Zealand Nurses Association, about these issues and started the interview discussing why MIQ facilities are understaffed.
They were having to recruit nurses and other health, people to work in those facilities from an already stretched health service. So, nurses and healthcare assistants and others who work there have effectively been, poached from the other kind of hospitals that are short-staffed in any case. So it's kind of really difficult to attract people. Plus also, it was the unknown of what we were going into, what was this going to mean, what was the work going to look like, and how would people be, what would the terms and conditions would be, those kind of things. So it's really a combination of reasons why I suspect they're not staffed as well as they might be, plus also the unpredictability of the work that's required there, because it hasn't got quite the same status as working in a hospital, because people, largely speaking, are people who are well, and then we've got people who deteriorate really quickly and become very unwell. So, yeah, it's a bit of a challenge to find the appropriate levels of staffing in an already overstretched health service, really, is simplistically the way.
And how will the recent change in alert levels impact MIQ workers?
Well, I don't think in this instance the change of alert levels are going to impact much on those workers, except for places where, obviously people will have more challenges getting to work and from work and so on, because, they're kind of unaffected by the level change because they're in a fairly high level environment anyway. So I don't think that will be the issue, other than to add to the stress and pressure that I think a lot of people are feeling today now that we're back in another higher level of alert.
Have standards of control practices decreased because of the understaffing?
Yeah, I don't think the standards will have decreased. I think that what is of concern, that prolonged exposure to the kind of stress and pressure that they're under, may cause people to feel like they're taking shortcuts or not doing as good a job as they'd like to do. My experience is that nurses always perform to the best of their ability, and the toll that gets taken is on them personally rather than their professional practice.
The DHB took over employing staff last year. What have been the effects of this?
Well, we would have hoped that would have added some stability and security to people, because that meant that the people who were working for the DHBs and the MIQs would have expectations of how they were going to be paid and how rosters would work and so forth, because it was supposed to replicate their terms and conditions from when they worked under the DHB in their facilities. So that hasn't always translated, and there's been some issues of inconsistency nationally with what people are paid in one area and what people are paid in another area. So that's been another sort of source of discontent and concern.
And have there been any issues other than pay disparities that workers are experiencing?
I think it's about the rostering and how, people work, what length of shifts. I know there's been conversations about, in some cases, there's been no one available to relieve people, so that at the end of their shift, so people have ended up staying on and working longer hours, which is not, optimal at all.
So then what would your call be to increase employee retention and then also ensure that workers have better support for their physical and mental health?
Well, I think what we have to do is actually look at whether or not the workloads are sustainable going forward, because this situation has been evolving and we've just adapted to the increased workload without a lot of planning around rostering and the right number of people in the right place. So I think what needs to happen is to look at this now. It's not going away. This is going to be part of our health service for quite some time to come. So it is about now actually doing an assessment about really what staffing levels are required and how better to organise those rosters to keep people are feeling safe and feeling able to do as best job as they can do.
And nurses have expressed concerns of another community outbreak if understaffing continues. Do you think we need to do something as drastic as reducing flights to ensure that workers aren't overwhelmed, or are we able to increase staffing?
Well, I think it will have to be a solution that combines a lot of those ideas. I think that the government is no doubt paying attention to the issue of, you know, the number of flights that are coming in, what the number of facilities that we've got, how many beds we've got and so forth, and as the virus sort of mutates and gets more tricky, that it needs to be thought about that there will be sometimes when we are not sure exactly how many days people might need to stay, because they might even end up staying longer and having more frequent testing. And I think, you know, all of those things are being discussed and thought about, and you know, there needs to be a plan now that addresses all of that, because our workforce won't be able to be sustaining the level that they're required to work at.
And are nurses and workers afraid to speak out about the conditions, and why is that if they are?
Well, when they are being, you know, I don't think they're afraid to speak out. Some people might feel a bit uncomfortable, but that's what we're here to do. So we're here to ensure that they do have a voice and that they can use NZNO, and we certainly encourage people working in those facilities, if they fit our union's coverage, to join us, and then we can assist them in having their issues addressed.
And have you called for any actions from the government about this issue?
We're constantly working in different groups with the government and with other agencies to address the whole range of issues that are, you know, in the sort of domain for health workers. So, you know, whether that's about talking about the vaccinations, it's about the MIQ workers, it's about rostering and their pay. So we're constantly working with them to get these solutions together so that people can feel that they are in a good place and can be looked after themselves while they're looking after others.
And what sort of timeline are we looking at for this until we reach, or have we already reached a point where this is a really serious issue and we're going to see the effects of it?
I think it's always been a serious issue, and it's just what things get addressed in the first instance. I think firstly we were endeavouring as a country to ensure that the virus was stamped out and kept out. So I think that's due to a lot in part to the workers that are doing the work they are on the borders and in these MIQ facilities. So I think the concentration was on that, and now I think it's got to shift to looking after the people that are doing that work. So I think the timeline, if you like, for doing that is immediate.
And just, is there anything the public can do to support nurses or make their job easier in any way?
Well, I think one good thing that the public could do is to keep scanning their QR codes and ensuring that there isn't any further community transmission. And also I think that it's important that, you know, they do show their appreciation and understanding of the people that are the health workforce and the people working on the border. There's a whole lot of people working really hard to ensure that the rest of us remain safe. I just think that people just need to, you know, make sure they do take care to listen to the guidance that has been put out around the vaccinations and about how to keep safe, and, you know, by everybody doing their bit, I'm sure that that helps keep the pressure off our other, you know, facilities and health in general. So, I mean, it's important that we are all working together on this.
The Wire. Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
And that was Glenda Alexander, the Associate Manager of the New Zealand Nurses Association, on understaffing at MIQ facilities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.